Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of December 24th, 2023. So a Merry Christmas to you. The call to worship is taken from the Message translation, Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master." The message for today is from the series The Promise of a Savior, and today we're looking at the promise through the angel. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent and also Christmas Eve. As we prepare to celebrate Jesus' birth, let's review why it is so important. God has been at work from our beginning to make a renewed relationship with Him possible. With the birth of Jesus, God the Father is fulfilling His promises to send one who would save His people from their sins. Let's review some of His promises. First, God's promise through Abraham and Eve that a victor is coming. Genesis chapter 3 tells how Adam and Eve rejected God by disobeying Him. Judgment is a consequence of their sin, but there is also a hint of hope. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God promises that a descendant of Eve's would one day defeat the devil. Our deceiver will be defeated by a representative of those he deceived. Here at the very beginning of our history, God makes it clear that He has a plan for us, and so we are not without hope. Second, God's promise came through Abraham and Sarah. A blessing for the whole world is coming. This couple was not flawless, but they took God's promises seriously. Eve's promised seed would come through them, resulting in a blessing for all the people groups of the world. Thirdly, God's promise also came through the prophet Isaiah that a son of David, the Messiah, is coming. Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord God gave many promises about the coming Savior. In chapter 9, we read that the darkness which covered our world would be dispersed by a great light. That light would be a child, one who would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and who would rule on King David's throne forever. When the time was right, God sent this child, His son, as a baby. An important part of the final preparations was letting the right people know that the time has come. To do so, God sent angels, His messengers. So today we are looking at God's promise, which came through the angel. First of all, the angel visits Zechariah. In Luke chapter 1, verses 11 to 20, we have this account. The angel Gabriel was sent to Zechariah with good news. Although he and his wife Elizabeth were older and childless, the angel announced that, thanks to God, she would bear a child, whom they are to name John. And John will prepare the people of Israel for the coming Savior. Initially, Zechariah is skeptical about the chances of becoming a father. Yet, after losing his voice and regaining it at his son's naming, he is filled with excitement at what God is doing. In Luke chapter 1, verses 76 to 79, we read these words, "You, my son, will be called a prophet of God in heaven above. You will go ahead of the Lord to get everything ready for him. You will tell his people that they can be saved when their sins are forgiven. God's love and kindness will shine upon us like the sun that rises in the sky. On us who live in the dark shadow of death, this light will shine to guide us into a life of peace." The word of the Lord. It is happening. God's promise of a Savior is unfolding. That's the message the angel has for Zechariah. Next, the angel appeared to Mary with the news that she had found favor with God and would bear a son, even though she was still a virgin. And she is to name this boy Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38 says, "God sent the angel Gabriel to the town of Nazareth in Galilee with a message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph from the family of King David. The angel greeted Mary and said, 'You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you.' Mary was confused by the angel's words and wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary, 'Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king, as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end.'" Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I am not married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you. So your child will be called the Holy Son of God. Your relative, Elizabeth, is also going to have a son, even though she is old. No one thought she could ever have a baby, but in 3 months, she will have a son. Nothing is impossible for God." And Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said." And the angel left her. The word of the Lord. God's message, delivered through his angel, sent Mary to her relative Elizabeth. And both women rejoice that God is fulfilling his promise of a Savior, and they're a part of it. Mary's song concludes with these words in Luke chapter 1, verses 54 and 55. Mary says, "God helps his servant Israel and is always merciful to his people. The Lord made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his family forever." Mary is excited and responds to the message from God through the angel that God is keeping the promises he made to his people, beginning with Abraham. Thank you. Now, Joseph, Mary's fiancé, also had a visit from the angel, and who confirmed that her pregnancy was by the power of God. The angel's message was to relieve Joseph's anxiety. "Mary has not been unfaithful to you. You protect her, you marry her. This is a work of God." We read this in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. "This is how Jesus Christ was born. A young woman named Mary was engaged to Joseph from King David's family. But before they were married, she learned that she was going to have a baby by God's Holy Spirit. Joseph was a good man, and he did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone, so he decided to quietly call off the wedding. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, the baby that Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and marry her. Then after her baby is born, name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet had said. A virgin will have a baby boy, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. After Joseph woke up, he and Mary were soon married, just as the Lord's angel had told him to do. But they did not sleep together before her baby was born. Then Joseph named him Jesus, the word of the Lord. The name Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means the Lord saves, or Yahshua, the Lord saves. The angel brings God's word that Mary's child is conceived by the Holy Spirit and is to be called the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. Joseph's response to God's message is to take Mary as his wife, to protect and to provide for her and for Jesus. Now, the day Jesus was born, God's messenger, an angel, was sent with his message to shepherds outside of Bethlehem. And the angel said to them in Luke 2:10-11, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day, in King David's hometown, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord." Now we know, upon hearing this great news, the shepherds went to Bethlehem to see God's Savior for themselves, and then they joyfully told others all about it. God's plan is unfolding just as he promised. The one to defeat the deceiver and be a blessing to all the nations, a light in the deep darkness of sin, has come as our Savior. He will save us from our sins. God the Father knew from the very beginning that we would need a Savior, and so he put the plan in motion to send Jesus. The second person of the Trinity came and lived among us. John 3:16 says, "God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die." It is God's love for us which motivated his actions that we see throughout human history. Matthew 1:22-23 reminds us that Jesus' virgin birth fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy. It says, "So the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet had said. A virgin will have a baby boy, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us." God is with us. What amazing words. God has not only acted to save us, he has come, he is with us, he has become one of us in order to save us. This is the awesome message of Christmas. The message of Christmas is that God, in Jesus Christ, is here with us. We need not face life alone. your worries, your struggles, your pain, your frustrations, and your loneliness, you need not face these alone. For God is here. God is with us. In Jesus Christ, He wants to be with you. He is the greatest gift you could ever accept and receive. The greatest gift you could give this Christmas is to give God your heart, your life, your all. And in doing so, you will receive the greatest gift, a renewed relationship with God, as your sins are forgiven through His Son Jesus, as your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas means we do not have to walk this life alone. A Savior has come. He is Christ the Lord. Do you know Him? Are you walking with Him today? He wants you to. Ask Him to join you. Ask Him into your life. And you can do so by praying this prayer. You can pray it as I pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for making me and loving me, even when I've ignored You and gone my own way. I realize I need You in my life, and I am sorry for my sins. I ask You to forgive me. Thank You for dying on the cross for me in my place. Please help me to understand it more. As much as I know now, I want to follow You from now on. Please come into my life and make me a new person inside. I accept Your wonderful gift of salvation. Please help me grow now as a Christian. Amen. Amen. And remember, God's word in Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's telling us whoever asks will receive the forgiveness that He promised. It's part of His plan, the promise of a Savior. Thank you for joining us. The Lord bless you. Let me close with a prayer. The one who is God, who was born as a babe that long ago night, reflects the light of His Father's love to you now. Receive the love and pass it on. And may God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ bless you all with a very Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas. The Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.